This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show here on KRDO News Radio. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We hope to enlighten you on real estate topics and businesses that support real estate and those that keep our community very interesting. Our show is brought to you by Drury Brothers Roofing and American Liberty Mortgage. Boy, what a summer I've had. I've been extremely busy in life and in general. Went on a couple of vacations. You didn't know that, though, did you? Ha ha ha. The beauty of taping. But anyway, so not just on vacations, but selling a lot of real estate, listing a lot of real estate, and of course, you know, a lot of buyers. One thing that we noticed just driving around town is that there's quite a few rundown and vacant commercial buildings and homes. Typically, you know, like an older part of town. I'm sure you have noticed the same thing. Matter of fact, there's some strip malls I can think just in my brain where it's vacant. Nobody's there. And I'm thinking, wouldn't that be nice if somebody went in there and revitalized that area? Have you ever been to Denver or, well, here in Colorado Springs, too? I'm thinking of Manitou. You have the live-work type of townhome condo. And it's really cool because you can have like a store on the bottom floor and then the upper floor, you're living. And I just think that is just a really cool concept. So when I'm looking at these vacant rundown, and they are strip malls that nobody even bats an eye at it anymore. I think of how nice it would be if those were revitalized. As you know, South Nevada has been revitalized to a degree. You got some new restaurants down there. I guess the most popular one probably is Chick-fil-A. Boy, that place is always busy. I drive by there and there's people just all in line. But there's other restaurants there too. But a point being is that they did tear down some old buildings, some businesses were out of business, and they really spiced it up. I really like the Natural Grocer, where they moved from and where they're at now. I go there quite often. You know, things have just really changed. And then you go to the extreme north of Nevada. Of course, you've got the university shops there, right? Which is so spiffy. Got a Costco in there. Numerous stores in there. I could probably spend all day there. I really like going there. Point being is that I've often wondered, what does it take to revitalize these areas? You know, of course, it takes a willing and able developer, that's for sure. But how does a city work with these people? Are they very welcoming? Is it a pain? Is a lot of red tape? I've never done it. I don't think I'd have the patience to do it because I'm thinking there's probably a lot of red tape. But anyways, I got a person here in my studio who knows quite a bit about it. I'm going to introduce you to Beth Koontz. She is the owner of CS Move, and she's working on a project right now in the older area of Colorado Springs that has been revitalized. It's pretty cool to learn about this. Welcome, Beth.
Howdy. So nice to see you again. We go back a ways.
We go back a long ways. Matter of fact, your daughter's in high school now, right?
Starting this year, freshman this year. And I think when we first, I think we both started in real estate 14 years ago, she was a baby.
No, I knew her when you were expecting her. Yeah.
No, that was Ben. That was my
second.
Was
it Ben?
That was Ben.
Okay. Okay. Oh yes, no, you're right. I remember she was very, very small. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Yep. Oh yeah. She waddled into my office. So that's when we were with Holt Realty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. But you know, it really doesn't seem that long ago at all. But yeah, it's really nice to see you, and I know you have been extremely busy. Yeah, let's talk about revitalization.
Okay. Do you want to start with kind of the basic forms?
Just tell us all about it and what a person needs to go through, because I know a lot of people are looking at the same buildings I'm looking at,
yeah,
thinking,
when something surely
needs to happen.
Something can happen there.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just a waste of land. So yeah, let's go on to what you have found and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, firstly, there are several different forms of revitalization. And in a lot of these cases, we see things that have run their course, died, things have moved, and we tend to look at them as, you know, let's say it's a elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
Population shifted.
Right.
The district's struggling. There's not a demand even for a charter school. What happens to that building? And people think, well, a daycare center. They just start thinking along the same lines of what they see. But I think one of the best opportunities for revitalization is new purposing.
Oh, yeah.
So take for example, those little elementary schools. There's a great example on North Cascade. Are you familiar with what
yep.
used to be Lincoln Elementary?
Yep.
A very courageous and visionary businessman went in there and converted that really simply, really inexpensively. I mean, comparatively. I mean, he's not ripping down new infrastructure, new everything. It's just just removing and updating a few minor things, you know, taking out the asbestos flooring and putting and polishing the concrete floors and things like that, and turning all of those classrooms into little local businesses.
Isn't that cool?
You've got coffee shops and gluten-free and bakeries and you name it, and they're doing extremely well, and it's completely changed that entire aspect of that neighborhood. It is now a neighborhood with a little local. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everyone. I live in the Old North End. Mm-hmm. And when we, you know, meet and do something,
right?
It's like, where do we go? Go here.
There you go.
The barber shop there. There's a great classic little barber shop in the corner. It's completely changed the flavor of that neighborhood.
That
so
is so neat.
That's a brilliant idea, is just changing the function, the purpose of the place, and creating it, turning it into something that's really local and
community.
Yeah, it does. It creates a community. Just across the street, there was, I guess it still is, just to be specific, because I think that's a lot more helpful than the grand generalizations. There was an old, like 1985, typical dentist's office. And you're just going, okay, what?
Yeah.
And then everything around it is residential. I mean, you have the hospital and then all the little cottages and all the residential stuff. And you're just like, well, you know, it just looks like all it can be is a dentist's office or a chiropractor's office. It's been vacant for I don't know how many years. And it's just a terrible eyesore. But what if you turn that into brownstones? Turn it residential instead of keeping it commercial.
Yeah.
It's right on the Rock Island Trail there, which is soon going to be hooked up between, you know, that goes all the way out to like Peyton. And then that gets hooked up to the Monument Valley Trail system. And it will just completely change the flavor of all of that.
Something so small.
So small.
And create such a big change.
Yeah. So let's see. Or upgrading existing residential units. So sometimes we can have a residential place like rentals, old rental, like 8-plex, 16-plex, 12-plexes. What about the option? And we know a lot of those in the lesser areas are run down, or they're not being used properly, or they're not being protected properly. So people are getting into them. And it's just, it puts everything on hold until that problem is solved. So if
that's true,
we allow to turn those into single family units, whether it's condos or townhomes or whatever, that would completely change that as well. I mean, imagine having essentially brownstones right behind Zio's and Natural Grocer on South Nevada. Mm-hmm. Then I think the ability to change commercial or business or even multiplex residential into single family ties everything together and makes that all possible.
I agree with you. And you know, build it, and that's
almost instantly.
Come, right?
It almost instantly changes the whole aspect and the vitality of the area.
Right.
Another option, other than repurposing existing buildings, is to infill, what's typically termed infill, and those are vacant lots that aren't being used for anything, and those can be turned into retail. Community centers. I think a lot of people don't even think about that, putting a little neighborhood park or something into vacant lots and or building residential units on them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, lots of great ideas there. And I'm one of these people that I believe you build it, they will come. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and then I would have honestly and truly, I would have never have walked down a sidewalk down in South Nevada before the revitalization. I wouldn't have. Well, there was nothing there anyways.
Well, yes. Where are you going?
Where was I
going
to go? I remember there was a used car lot. That lot was vacant for umpteen years.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, it's developed now with these restaurants there. I went to the National Grocers, but that was the Southgate part.
Right. Right.
You know, but even that wasn't so hot, you know.
Yeah.
But now where it's at now, of course, you know, the store is much, much larger.
Right.
Yeah, big change.
Big changes.
And I'm loving it, and I think a lot of people are loving it. I have no problem at all in supporting those ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the big thing is the challenge of how do we initiate that. A lot of people have the ideas. A lot of people have resources to do this. A lot of people have the vision. They know it'll work. So what are the impediments stopping people from taking those steps and making these things a reality?
And I bet you there's numerous impediments.
There are a few. Do you want to go into it now?
Let's take a short break. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll discuss that. Hey, if you got any questions for Beth, give her a phone call at 237-5869. That's 237-5869.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. When we come back, Beth and I, we're going to talk about revitalization. And we're also going to talk about a new development that she's involved in. So come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I've got Beth Koontz from CS Move in the studio with me today, and we've been talking about revitalization in South Nevada and what it takes to actually revitalize in Colorado Springs. It takes a lot, huh, Beth?
Yes, it doesn't only take the land, the opportunity, and the vision, but it takes the ability to communicate that with others, especially
the
building department and the city.
Yeah.
And those, at this point, in my experience, those are the two huge ones. And they're quite different animals. I think the city is in a difficult position because they're trying to please everybody, which is impossible, which makes it a difficult position.
It is.
But they tend to hear a lot of noise from the naysayers who don't want anything to change or aren't necessarily willing to listen to the vision, or they're going off assumptions of what they think someone wants to do. And that can be very difficult because a lot of times I think it's basically based on fear.
Did you ever hear that gets very difficult. Did you ever hear during the process of South Nevada projects, did you ever hear any negativity?
Yeah, I did.
About that? Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it was resolved. I think it wasn't as difficult there because it was already a completely failed commercial district.
Uh-huh.
And so when people came in with a plan to have a new commercial district that was clearly going to be successful, I don't think there was much hesitation there.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot. Yeah. But changing the purpose of places, whether it be retail, community, or residential, or just putting something new, even just something new. I mean, like on the West Side, West Siders are in love with the West Side. I mean, we're all in love with where we live, and we're very protective about it, and that's understandable.
That's true. Yeah.
That's understandable. But it makes it very difficult for anyone with a new idea to come in and express that, and especially get it through the city. And the city has different motivations, too. I mean, they may be interested in infill and revitalization and, you know, making things new again and making things better, but they want the developer to do all the work. And they've got a lot of hoops they make you jump through to do that.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Because we're talking utilities, we're talking streets.
Yes, the entire infrastructure.
Right?
Yeah. Drainage, all utilities. sometimes putting in new streets for the entire block, not just for your section.
Is that unusual? Or do other cities, do they help? Do they assist?
That's entirely up to the city. I think the problem is...
I know Albuquerque one of
the
does. Things,
yeah, yeah. And Denver is much more so that way.
Yeah.
But they've been so much farther along in these things. I mean, it's been an ongoing thing there for decades.
Right.
It's really a new idea here. I mean, we're kind of at the beginning... We're at the beginning of realizing, we do have options. Mm-hmm. We don't need to keep expanding out and out and out, north and north and north. Mm-hmm. We can change right here in the heart of the Springs.
So what I hear from people is they talk about South Academy quite a bit, and I can't mm-hmm. blame them.
No.
I really wish that something would happen there. There's strip malls there that are just totally vacant. Mm-hmm. There's a big mall that used to be the place to go.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Citadel?
Not so much anymore. You got stores that were located there that have, since either left the city or relocated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people having to drive further.
Moving to the new
right.
centers of density.
Right.
And if we can, so it is a domino effect.
It is a domino effect.
And it just takes a couple of those brave souls with vision and tenacity to get it done. Then people can see the results of it and it makes it easier for everybody else. But it's a process, and that process has to be gone through with the building department, with the neighbors, with the city, so they can all figure out this process, refine it, and make it work.
And these ideas, just the idea itself, comes with a cost for a developer, okay? They just don't go to the city, and say, hey, I've got this plan. No, I mean, they've already been to an architect. They've already had things mapped out. They know what they want to do. That costs money. So I think it takes a brave soul to do that sort of thing. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Just the proposal.
Yes. You're absolutely right. No two ways about it.
Well,
let me give an example.
Yeah.
Let me give an example of one brave soul who had a vision 12 years ago, invested in an infill lot on the west side, just west of downtown. So we're like literally four blocks west and north of Bijou and I-25. Okay, so just on the west side, beautiful infill lot on a hillside. He didn't know to begin with. I mean, he had a vision and he knew what he wanted to do, but he had no idea what was ahead of him. So
right.
12 years later, I think over $500,000 just invested in the infrastructure of the lot before he could build. He started building, got final approvals, and started building last November 2018. Okay, these are three. This is really cool. This is a really cool project. And I'm really proud of him and pleased to be a part of it. So he had the vision of doing something that has not been done in the city, but he recognized a need for it. And these are what you would expect to find in Lodo in Denver. These are three-story with rooftop, gardens, decks, you name it. High-end townhomes that are affordable. It's just three buildings, so they're only six units. They're not very large. They're little over 1,700 square feet. Really good floor plan, though.
Big enough.
Four bedrooms, three and a half bathrooms. What do we have? 800 square feet of deck space. Really taking advantage of the views and the outdoor living area and all of this.
That's sweet.
It's really sweet, but it has taken an enormous amount of determination. Enormous amount of determination to work with the neighbors, work with the city, work with building, and get these guys up. And it's really exciting because he just started in March. We're finishing off the first building end of this month, middle building end of next month, and the final building the end of October.
I'm looking at the renderings. It's just, these are beautiful. They're modern.
Yeah, let me just put in the website for the project is Robin Place. That's RobinPlace.com.
Okay.
And we have the renderings, project photos. I have an HD aerial view, so you can see exactly, scan if you're in a drone from the air.
Okay.
Looking at the project, we'll be updating that this week as well.
So it's 360 degree views. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So this is an example, again, of a revitalization in the Colorado Springs area that was probably thought of as a hill that was nothing was going to happen, right?
the before pictures.
I'll meet
are,
you out on the hill.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was meeting at the hill.
Right?
But and a lot is going on there as well with that. And it's been very interesting actually to see what this started with just before we started building this year. It was, you know, it was an alleyway and a big old hillside and a lot of little houses, and the houses around it, people have a lot of pride in that area, and they're like,
oh yeah,
we're okay. It's like getting a new Macintosh and putting it on your desk, and you have to clean up your whole office so it's at the level of the new computer. You know what that's like. That's kind of what happened there. Everybody's cleaned up their yards, and it's beautiful. It's
that's
very exciting.
That's the spirit. Well, I'm looking here, and you have how many available? Two?
Two. We have two left.
So you have pre-sold already four?
Correct.
So how do people get in touch with you if they want to go see these awesome townhomes? Folks, these are beautiful. You've got to see them. They're so pretty.
I would just go to Robin Place, ROWBINPLACE.com, and all the information is there. I have all the MLS numbers and so forth. Ask your agent.
Okay.
Ask your agent.
Ask your agent or
look it up.
Or give you a call.
Sure.
You can give Beth a call at 237-5869. That's 237-5869. What an education. You know, I there's red tape everywhere. But I'm really happy that this came to fruition, and things are looking really great. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Beth.
My pleasure. Thanks
for having me. I really appreciate it. Again, if you want to get in touch with Beth, that's 237-5869. Hey, we've unveiled our new preferred provider list on our website at cityofcs.com. This list consists of businesses that I've vetted and are eager to serve you. Whether you're looking for a tutor or a cleaning business, these are the businesses that I trust. And if you have a business and if you're interested, hey, go to cityofcs.com, find out more. Hey, I've got some great news. I've got two $20 certificates to go to Tucano's. You ever been to Tucano's? Hey, you know where the IMAX theater is off of Powers? It's right there. They've got this delicious salad bar, and they are a churrasco type of restaurant. It's a Brazilian grill. If you haven't been there, hey, you've really cheated yourself. We're going to give away two $20 gift certificates. I know you want them. Be the fifth caller. Give us a ring at 473-1240. That's 473-1240. The fifth caller is going to get these. Well, that's all we have for our show today. I hope you've been enlightened. I know that Beth enlightened me, that's for sure. Takes a lot. Let me tell you, takes a lot. But anyways, hey, I wish you a great week. Be safe. Don't text and drive. Please don't do that. And remember, it's never too late. Become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I go over some important points to those who want to purchase a new build and how to plan ahead and how to choose the right builder. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.